Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Reish Ayin Vav. We're really up to Siv Gimel, but we're still back to yesterday's shir. We are talking about the different heterim, or is there a heterim of what we call B'makom Mitzvah. We talked yesterday, the Shita, the Bali Itta, that holds any time you're dealing with B'makom Mitzvah, you are able to ask a goy, even do an Isser Daraisa for you on Shabbos if it's B'makom Mitzvah. Okay, and the Roma brings down this Bali Itta and seemingly paskins like this, even though he says Nachal Nahachmer, but he seems to paskin like it. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shita, the Shla, and this seems to be the way that the poskim paskin, that we do not allow the Bali Itta, Ela B'tzar Gadol, like where it's Michshol Durabim, like we learned yesterday, we do not allow you to ask a goy to do Malacha for you, even B'makom Mitzvah. However, that catapults us into the dinim that are not found really in over here, Reish Ayin Vav, but Simon Shin Zayin, Siv Hey, he adds a very important nekuda over here. He'll talk about it right now. And that is, that's all when we talk about asking a goy, Amir Lanachi, which is an Isser Darabanan, to do an Isser Daraisa. To do an Isser Daraisa, we do not allow you to do even Mimako Mitzvah. But if you're asking the goy to do it only an Isser Darabanan, and here comes in, a person has to be a Talmud Chacham to know what's Daraisa, what's Darabanan, what's even less than Darabanan. If you're asking him to only do an Darabanan, which we would call then Shvus to Shvus. It's a double Darabanan, one Amir Lanachri, and now you're asking him to do a Darabanan, Shvus to Shvus, B'mako Mitzvah, we are going to be Mekel. Befer is found in Simon Shin Zayin, Sif Hei, Davar Sheinu Malacha, Veinu Asr Lassos, B'Shavas, El Mishun, Shvus, Mutter li Yisrael lomar leini yudi lasoso bishabis, and he goes all through the different heterim. Oh, mivnei mitzvah, okay, mitzvah. And he gives an example over here. It's Omer Yisrael leini yudi bishabis laalos beilin lavi shofar litkotkias mitzvah. One is not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. Isn't this the rabbana? Okay, to climb a tree on Shabbos. So, but if your shofar is stuck up in the tree, okay, and you need the shofar in order to blow shofar, so you're asking the goy, you're now doing this the rabbana, Clay's climb the tree and get the shofar down. So you're asking to do an Isser Darabanan, and now we call Shvus the Shvus B'mako Mitzvah. Another common example of this would be, let's say you live in a city that doesn't have an Eruv, okay? And you want to get your Siddur or your Chumash to Shul, you can ask the guy to bring your Siddur or Chumash to Shul. Shvus the Shvus, but not carrying in a place that does not have an Eruv. It's not a Rishus Rabin Daraisa. It's a Carmelis, which is only an Isser Darabanan. So therefore, it'll be Shvus the Shvus B'mako Mitzvah. There are many, many, many examples over here, and this gets very importantly into the Machlokas, and we're going to talk about it a little bit later on also, whether electricity is Daraisa Darabanan, okay? But definitely nowadays, the LED lights are even less problematic. Those are only this, at least according to Shlomo Zalman. A lot of things that we do are problem to do on Shabbos are only a Siddur Rabbanan, and therefore it's B'mako Mitzvah. It's going to be Mutter. Now, we saw yesterday already that the Ramah told us, extra Chiddush, that Mako Mitzvah is even for Suda Shabbos. Now, let's just define this, okay? This is not me. You have your meat, and you have your chicken, and you have your cholent, and you have your side dishes, and this. And it happens to be, you forgot, one side dish will be the fourth side dish. That's not considered Tzarech Tzudah Shabbos, okay? Yes, you would eat it for Tzudah Shabbos, but your Tzudah Shabbos is going to be just fine without it. It's Beferish. In Simen Shin Chaf Hei. In Simen Shin Chaf Hei, Sivkatan Samech Beis, and Sivkatan Samech Dalid. It says over there, only things that are really needed, Sivkatan Samech Beis. Three lines down, he says, "Al dvarim." I'm page 318 right now. Al dvarim shein tzarech kol kach kigon peres kiyotze baza ein lahakel. Okay, va'afili morotzli sanik bam lekavod Shabbos. Even if you want to do it for kavod Shabbos, if it's not mamish things you really need, you are not go ahead and allow you want to do it. Same thing. It's sivkaton samich dalit. I'm sorry, sivkaton samich. Look at sivkaton samich. If you need your yayin for kiddush, that's considered mitzvah gemura. You know Hebrew over here. Hot tashel, the hot food. Meaning you have one hot food for Shabbos lunch. And if you don't ask the guy to go ahead, I don't know, whatever it happens to be, a problem with warming it up, a problem with an Eruv, or things like this, you won't have any hot food for Shabbos. Then we would allow you. So you have one chon It's only half food you have for Shabbos lunch. So that we would allow, that would be considered for Tzarech Shabbos. But to bring extra food out of that, have a second hatchet. So that would not be considered Tzarech Gadol. It would not be considered Tzarech Mitzvah. And it's also Beferish. They quote Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Sefer of Sanctity of Shabbos. Sanctity of Shabbos is the article that goes through all the dinim of Amira Lenachri. That would not be considered Tzarech Mitzvah Gemara. It's on page 36 of Sanctity of Shazing. So therefore, the wine, your Lechem Mishnah, perhaps a piece of fish, some basar, that would be Iker Suda Shaz. After that, you don't have to have your kugel. Okay, you won't have your kugel, you'll be fine without it. Okay, unless it's Cheshen kugel, I don't know. But you don't need every single thing for the Shabbos meal. Okay, so that is another heter over here. We'll call this the fourth heter. Shvus the Shvus. Bimakom mitzvah. We talked about the heter of it does the tzorach atzmo. You can get enough. And we talked about the heter of for children and for cholim. Now we're getting the heter, and what's the difference right now of these heterim? There's not only a heter that you get a hanah from. You can even ask the goy to do for you in a case of shastachai. You go ahead and ask the goy to do you. Over here we have shus l'shus bimakom mitzvah. Other things mentioned over there in Siman Shishin Zayin. Shvus l'shvus bimakom hefsid maruba. Okay, if you're going to come to some great hefsid. Okay, there's a fire that's not going to, not kuach nefesh or anything, but it's going to burn lots of your property and going to come to have some merubah. Okay, if it's only kalul, but this is the rabban, and you be shvus, shvus, and makom mitzvah is going to be another example. Would be if you have a well-stocked freezer and you lose, the plug gets unplugged in the freezer, you're gonna lose all the meat in your freezer, you could have the guy come back, and if you'd hold it, the electricity is only the Rabbanon, so it'd be shvus to shvus. Once again, makom hasid merubah would be mutter also. Another heter that we have is the makom tsar gadol. If someone's gonna be in great pain, and you only have to ask the guy, he's not chola, but it's a lot of pain, heavy pain, if you have to ask the guy to do so. This is the Rabbanon, and we call it shvus to shvus. Bimakom tsar gadol, that's going to be another het. And then, we also have Beferish in the Shard Sin, Shimon Basic, on Mem Dalid, he writes over there, shvus to shvus, bimakom kavod abrias, is also, so basically, once we're asking the guy to do so, the Rabbanon, if there's any great tsarach mitzvah, tsarach hasim ruba, tsarach tsar gadol, kavod abrias, all these types of things are going to be heterim when you're asking the guy only to do it. So the Rabbanan, not only can you get an awe, you can even ask the guy to go ahead and on top of them. We saw Tzarech Rabim, we already saw last week, you'd rely on the bit of Bal Iter for Tzarech Rabim, or at least Michshol the Rabim is going to be Mutter. Okay, fine. Let's go on now to Sif Gimel. Those are the heterim of Shvus to Shvus. Obviously, we're going to come back to these again. Page 112, Sif Gimel. Im Omer Adam La Avdo Oli Shifchaso Leili Chomo Behidliku Aner Afal Pishe Gam Heim Tzrichim Lo Einzel Tzarchin Yehudi Kevin Sheikar Alicha Bishvil Yisrael. Okay, let's say you know there's not so much light in the house, and you tell the guy, come light the candle. That's going to be problematic not only on an Amira, but you're not going to get enough from him, because now when the guy comes, even and also he's going to get enough from the candle also. The Iker reason why he's going is because he told him to come right now. So therefore, we say Kevin Sheikar Alicha Bishvil Yisrael. That's considered for like Yisrael, like we learned in Sif Beis. Any malacha done for Yisrael, we said even that the Jew is not allowed to get hana from such malach. Then says the Ramah, "Vavar Mutter Lomar Lein Yehudi Leilichimo Litol Nir Dalukvar Ho Veino Asarak Tiltol Nir Ba'Alma." But if the candle's already lit, and now you just want him to transfer the candle from one room to another room, says the Roma, even though a Jew is not allowed to do such a thing, because you're not allowed to metal to nair like we learned, or unless you're not even allowed to read next to nair, we're afraid you're going to tilt over here. When you start moving the candle, it's going to move the oil around. It's going to be a big problem of kibbutz. We don't play not only because of danger, we don't play with fire on Shabbos, literally, because it's a halacha, but you can ask a guy to move the nair for you on Shabbos. Even though the tilt in there is going to be muksa, it's like muksa ba'alma, they were not gozer over here, and therefore it's going to be mukta. Says the Mishabruh, Zikotan Laman Alf, wrote Salomar, Hoel du rak isr muksa, u muksa shari al yudei tiltum yinat salik in this heather. He says, oh, it's so muksa, we're not allowed to ask a guy to do an isr darabanan for you also on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, since there's a way of moving muksa in a heter way, that is, we're not going to get into Elchus Muksa right now, tiltum, you know, tzad is a way of moving muksa in a mutter way, Well, you could ask the guy to do it in a regular, if you ask him to do it. Since the guy could do it in a mutter way, even though he's not going to do it in the mutter way, it's going to be mutter. Kamash got the Simon Shinid Aleph, the cave and the boy Yisrael Shakali Ba'atzla, he did tilt him in a tzad, Kigon Ba'achar Yodov, Obeyed Atzla de Yotzba, Kishamevi Ainu Yisrael Islam Ba. When the guy chose to do it in an usher way, we don't care. Similar to the case we saw before about the sponge, you ask him to wash the dishes. He can wash the dishes in a mutter way, and therefore, even though the guy's going to do it in an usher way, it's going to be fine. The etzem action is not necessarily also so too over here. Mechadish the Mishnah Berurah, the heter over here is that you could ask him to move muksa on Shabbos, since it could be done in a mutter way, therefore you're allowed to go ahead and do this in an usher way. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkotun Kavzai. Okay? Back to the first thing over here where it's usher. You're not allowed to ask him to go. Okay? He says, Dafkunakan. Aval Mishalchim Bishli Chuso Shiyachub Atzim. Viliko Nir Lahayer Lahem. If you just send him to the room, and the guy goes and turns on the light himself, Ain't Zemikri Litzarko, Asha Ikar Lichon Hubishvilo, Kimcha Ain't Gufanenam and Nir Beis Hadlak. Gumutra Achakli Soli Stamis Eitzelan there. If the guy goes and turns the light himself, and the guy is using it, even though the Jew's not in the room right now, then it'll be Mutter because the guy's using it first. Afterwards, the Jew will come in outside and use it. Nearly. This is exactly the same example I heard told you before. If you ask the shivcha, you ask the cleaning lady to go ahead and wash the dishes, okay? The nair that the shivcha goes ahead and lights, in order to wash the dishes, that's not considered litzarach Yisrael. Even though, once again, the washing the dishes of the Tzarech Yisrael, so the dishes of the Yisrael, but she's lighting the candle so she can wash the dishes. Kaven Shena Gufa Yisrael Nena Mimenu, since the Jew is not directly benefiting from the light right now, the Shifcha is, Ela Kalim Shalom Udachim, V'chayavis La'adicham, just the dishes are going to be washed, and she's going to wash them. L'tzar Kohim Adakis, she is lighting it for her own purpose. And therefore, afterwards, since the original kavan is for herself to wash the dishes, a Jew now could go ahead and come and get benefit from those dishes. Says Moreno of Rabbeinu of Nevinsal, Dibar Masal, Itzarka, someone asked similarly the other day. Amar Lenachil Adiach Kelim Biyodo. You say to the Jew, the guy, please wash the dishes. What does the guy do? Vanachri Midaito, in his own fruition, he dicham mechone puts it in the dishwasher. And lights the dishwasher. Yitakein, he's not saying this is motel lechatchil. You can't ask the guy to do it. You're not allowed to run your dishwasher on Shabbos. But yitakein to Rashai Yisrael, Yishtamish ben lechori, you're allowed to go ahead and get hanof from them. And let's say, why is the shifcha putting it? Why is the guy putting it into the dishwasher? Because she doesn't want to wash the dishes. She's doing it for herself. She's lighting the dishwasher for herself. She could wash it by hand. Okay, she's doing it for herself. Therefore, says Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevinsal lechora, that is going to be heter of Shimush afterwards. You're allowed to get enough from it afterwards, since the guy was doing it at the end of the day by herself. Okay, Ad Kan for today.